Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through your work with relevant, real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Stylishly heat your home. That's the topic of discussion for our Home Squad today. Irish Examiner columnist and former winner of Home of the Year, Jenny Sheehan, and the founder and creative director of Roisin Lafferty Design. Roisin Lafferty, I should say. Roisin Lafferty is with us in studio both today. You're very welcome. What is your go-to recommendation, Roisin, for heaters and heating in people's homes?
Heating for me. You want as much space uninterrupted and also the highest functionality. So it has to be underfloor heating and always heat pumps now, if possible, because they're the most sustainable. They're also the most kind of cost efficient for your investment. But underfloor heating means that your space is uninhibited.
So you're underfloor all the way, Jenny?
As a spatially challenged homeowner of a very tiny cottage, I totally agree. It's way more efficient. It looks nicer. The only place I disagree is in the bathroom. I think having a radiator or heated towel rail in the bathroom is necessary.
I love the idea of the underfloor heating, okay? And I am going to be faced with this challenge of having to do up the downstairs and replace. I had a leak and replace heaters and pipes and all of this kind of crack now in the next couple of years. But I have so many questions about underfloor heating because I'm so afraid, like, what if another leak happens and you've, you know, a really nice floor put down and you start ripping it up?
Well, we do a how-to guide for underfloor.
Yeah.
So first of all, what you need to do, if you're talking underfloor and you're using the heat pumps as well, which would be, you know, the ideal, you're laying down pipes. Then they are water pipes, but you're pouring a concrete screed over them. So what that means is you need to rip up your floor. So if you're redoing your house and you're taking your floor up anyway and you're drilling down a bit anyway, then it's not really much of an additional cost. If you're doing it from scratch, it is, because taking up the floor is what costs a lot of money. In terms of leaks, they just don't happen.
No, they don't.
Ever?
No. They've come a long way. The systems are really, really good. There's manifolds. It's all controlled per area. This is the thing as well. Like, in terms of your controllability, you don't have to have the heating on in the whole house. You can have it zoned in different sections.
Yes, I love that idea.
Yes, you can still have that with radiators. And we absolutely use radiators in period homes, especially normally people would stick to them maybe in the upstairs, in bedrooms and things like that. But yeah, all the way.
What are the downsides?
I can't think of any. I love it so much.
The price, is that the deterrent for maybe people?
It depends how you're looking at it, like what you're saying, because it's in a big project.
Yeah.
It's not a huge cost. Like, there's a huge cost for a heating system, regardless of what that is. It's more, though, if you're trying to retrofit it into a refurbishment, then you're looking at a lot more construction costs.
Well, go on.
What you can do, and this is becoming more and more popular, is instead of having the full piped underfloor heating, because it is hot water pipes that are under it, there's also an electric mesh that you can get, which in the past wouldn't have been terrifically efficient. But now with solar panels and people who have batteries and rechargeable things in their homes, it's better and better. So that doesn't require as deep a retrofit. That just requires you to take up your existing flooring and potentially change out the underlay that you have under that flooring, so it's not so insulating.
The running costs are much higher.
They're much higher.
We put them into apartments.
Yeah.
Maybe if someone's not there all the time and it's quicker. It's also quicker to heat.
Yeah.
But it is like the cost of electricity.
Okay.
If you want it like in a small space, like a bathroom or something.
Yes.
But again, if you're running off electricity primarily, and so your solar panel's great. If not, then you're
so
totally
for
right.
The Home Squad recommendation is underfloor heating. With a heat pump, if possible. That answers our first listener's question today. This listener, Aoife, is wondering, 087 1400 106, that's the WhatsApp number, is it wise to paint radiators? I love the look that it gives, but I would assume that the heat could cause them to crack. So is there a primer or anything that I need?
Bin primer, good primer in general. So two things with this. Yes, yes, yes. Always paint them. Paint them in with the wall colour. The painter won't want to do it. It's tedious, especially if you've got column rads, but always do it. If you are ordering new rads, you have an opportunity to get them factory finished in your wall colour. It just means you need to pick your wall colours early. That's great. Ideally, you want the painter to spray finish them rather than paint them with a brush. So taking them off the wall, there is, yes, that bit of effort, but you'll get a much better finish.
You're in agreement, I take it?
Yeah, it's not something I'd attempt myself because there's so many fiddly bits. And if you are doing it and you're just so confident, then talk to the paint supplier and say it's for radiators and just make sure that it's something that's
suitable.
Because
what if you wanted to change the colour, you know, of your walls in a couple of years down the line?
Then you change your radiator.
Change your
radiator.
Just paint over. Simple as that. All right. What did Jenny and Roisin think of the tall column of Voca? Is it a Voca? Aquava radiators? Not a Voca. I need some... Akova radiators. I need something like that in my sitting room. I'm worried that they could look quite like a feature and I'm not sure if they're pretty enough.
I think they are pretty. I think they work better in a more modern home. They are pretty. They're great if you don't have enough horizontal space for a full, you know, normal radiator. I still would prefer underfloor heating.
I live in a little cottage and we don't have much wall space and we couldn't put in underfloor heating. So we have the vertical rads. I've painted them in with the wall and they're behind sheer curtains. Yes, I know that probably detracts from the heat, but they're not thick curtains, sheer curtains, because I don't want to look at them. Like, radiators aren't a feature.
Yeah,
they really
okay.
aren't.
So these are the sort of, I'm just looking at them here online. These are the kind of very modern, they're not the old school radiators that you can hang vertically. These are actually quite the modern looking version of that. Yeah. I have that in my own bathroom at home. I only have that in the bathroom, but I have the one that has actually the mirror in the middle of it, which
is fascinating. I love this idea.
Well, like, I thought everybody had this. Now, I have a very small bathroom, so again, for, you know, good use of space, I found you could get this white, very modern looking radiator, vertically hang it behind the door, and then it has this tiny one pane like vertical mirror that goes from top to bottom.
I'm so into
it. I realise this now sounds incredibly vain, but
it's a bathroom.
You have to put a mirror in your bathroom. Where's the end of it?
And it's fantastic if you're trying to do fake tan. I will just let that be a message to you all.
Just get dried off.
Yeah, absolutely. It is perfect for that purpose. But yeah, so, and it's super handy. I thought everybody had these.
I've never seen it before.
Me neither. Jeez,
there we go. Such a trendsetter I am. This listener says, I'm recently looking into getting the external wraparound insulation for the outside of my mid-terrace 45-year-old house. The site visit contractor advised me to avail of a grant, but will I have to get rid of my existing oil heating and install gas heating? I'm wondering why this is.
There's a lot of conditions associated with grants. So if it's probably because I'm not sure if the grant that you're looking at is specific to insulation or if you're looking at the retrofit, the energy retrofit grant. One, the latter has more conditions associated with it because it's to bring the entire rating of the house up to a certain level. And that would have stipulations around whether you can keep using oil or not. But if it's specific, you know, just for solar panels or just for heat pump, I don't think there are those conditions.
I didn't think there was that condition with it, all right. I know that you need to pay for it in full and it comes back in small installments, but...
That could well be a question for the SEAI. So yeah. we might get them in someday maybe to answer queries about that. This listener is wondering about skirting heating and does it work off your oil heating? Please, what is that, first of all?
Yes, listener, this is one of my favourite things. So if for whatever reason underfloor heating is not an option for you and you don't have space for radiators, there is this wonderful product. It's called Thermaskirt. And
I'm frantically Googling now, Thermaskirt.
I Googled it earlier. I found a website called loveheat.ie so you can get some information there. What it is it's a conductive material that looks exactly like any other skirting board in your house. They run the same pipes that they would use to connect up your radiator in behind it. So they have these little grooves in them usually for two pipes. They run it in behind it and it is literally just hot pipes then that run all around the perimeter of your home. But as Roisin said earlier, anything that covers more space, you know, a radiator in one corner of your room is the least effective way to heat it.
Now this just looks like nearly like paneling,
it's just
a shorter, yeah.
It's just regular old skirting. It looks the same as skirting. It is made from a more conductive material.
Is it pricey?
If you're buying new skirting anyway and getting it installed, you do have, not everyone does it. So you have to find a specialist installer to do it. So it is a bit more pricey, but it's cheaper than ripping up your entire floor for underfloor heating.
The other one is Versatile are brilliant. They're bathroom suppliers, but they're also mainly heating specialists and they do wall panels that's almost like plasterboard. So the heater is kind of concealed in your stud wall.
So you have this instead of a heating, instead of a radiator or underfloor heating.
Yeah, exactly. Because no one wants to look at radiators really, unless they're, you know, the kind of cast iron style looking ones.
Yeah.
Like they're not meant to be a feature. So if you can have it as discreet as possible.
Margaret is wondering, back to your underfloor heating, is it better to leave it on all the time?
Yes, that's the whole point of it. And especially with the heat pump as well, rather than fossil fuels, the whole point is to maintain a kind of consistent level. You can adjust it within a few degrees, obviously, as it gets colder. But really, it's about maintaining that, because when you try to alter it quickly, it takes a very long time to change the temperature. So it's about thinking about it differently. It's not like, oh, we're a bit chilly, let's put on the heating. You need to keep it at like a room temperature level.
A minimum temperature all of the time. Yeah, yeah. This listener, just still on the topic, a lot of people interested in the underfloor heating. What is the best timber flooring for underfloor heating by U-value?
Timber is a difficult one. It's not, because it's quite thermal. Most, you know, if you're going for pure timber floors, and also the floorboards can warp a little bit potentially with underfloor heating. So you're better off getting an engineered wood floor. Generally,
you have to get an engineered board. No one will certify anything. Like, actually, they're all very clever. We work with a lot of timber flooring companies, and they come with hefty warranties. And it's all to do with the temperature of the underfloor heating. If it heats up too quickly, the maximum temperature can go, your warranty will be gone on your floor.
Oh, so you have to have the engineered boards.
You have to have the engineered boards, and you have to do it gradually. You're not even able to put rugs on new engineered boards if you have underfloor heating for 6 months or something, until the temperature fully adjusts.
Yeah. Okay. Now, we're going to do a feature wall, which is a radiator in the middle, which won't be moved. We'll need to cover it. We don't like the radiator covers with holes, but we want to make sure that we don't lose the heat. Have you any suggestions, please?
We get them made all the time. So you can get them made. Look it up online. Pinterest is great. But you can design any sort of mesh, any perforated timber. Joiner can do it very easily. It can be very simple. Also, you don't even need to have a mesh. If you have kind of spacing behind it or spacing underneath, you just want to allow enough air
space
circulation.
Or something, yeah.
Like, that being said, cladding a radiator with any joinery, the caveat is it is not the same as having a bare radiator. The heating will be reduced.
And is it expensive?
No.
To get this done,
It depends. Like, some of the materials that you're using, like, generally, if you're getting something made, or you're buying something, you're just talking about MDF. So if you're buying one of the off-the-shelf ones, and some of them are not bad, like some of the ones with just the little holes in them, you can paint it, you could do something or add a trim or whatever you wanted. They're not too bad. Getting anything made, you know, that's how long is a piece of string, because it can start getting expensive.
Yeah. Just briefly, what are the recommendations for an empty fireplace? The house is heated. We don't necessarily need to heat, but there is an empty space. The chimney's fine, so it could work as a normal fire. But any quick thoughts on fitting the space?
Like, you can always put a stove in there. If you don't want a fire, though, if you don't want something that burns fuel necessarily, or anything smoky, then a bioethanol stove is unreal. They're so pretty, and it burns completely clean. So you could actually plug up your fireplace if you wanted, but still have a real flame. That's really nice. And then people do all sorts of lovely things with tiling the inside. Like, if it's a pretty plain fireplace and it's not something that looks nice as a standalone, people do lovely things with, like, tiling it, putting lovely candles in there. You know, there's loads of different things.
Yeah, it's really a visual cue. Like, you have to, some people just love open fires. We're not going to be allowed to have them for very long. So if you want to keep it, keep it. But yes, you can put in different stoves or just keep the look of it. Like, sometimes the fireplace itself is beautiful with candles in it if you don't need it
just
as a heat source.
The little spot.
Because drafts are going to come in. Like, if you're trying to maintain the kind of heat level in your house.
We'll have to get another expert in as well to answer the questions about the heating systems and grants, actually, specifically, because a lot of listeners getting in touch about that. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. That's our home squad today to talk to us about stylishly heating your home. Roisin Lafferty, founder and creative director of Roisin Lafferty, and Jenny Sheehan, who's an Irish Examiner columnist and former winner of Home of the Year. Thanks a million to you both for joining us on the Home Squad.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through your work with relevant, real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.